The celebrated musical Hamilton is far more than just its famous music. Here's David Smith with this week's edition of David and Art.
I knew every word of most of the songs, if not all of them. I knew all of the little inside references to other classics of musical theater and at least a fair number of the ones to the world of contemporary pop music. I knew the history, of course. I knew the story. But I wasn't prepared for the effect that finally watching the staged version of Hamilton had on me. I talked just last week about the way in which online offerings are not the same as seeing something in person, whether in a school classroom or a concert, museum, or opera. So I knew that my experience of watching Hamilton on a screen would never be the same as sitting in a theater with an audience watching it live. That having been said, before I watched it on streaming, I had only listened to the original cast recording. I thought I knew all about it, all the ways it tells its story and makes its points. Turns out I was quite mistaken. The experience of Hamilton is not only the music, even as revolutionary as a good bit of it is for Broadway. It's not meant to be all about the music. But if you know it only that way, I realize now that you miss something just as important as the music. All that having been said, the music is still central. I was talking to a friend of mine on Sunday, and he had watched Hamilton the day before, and his reaction was less enthusiastic than mine. For one thing, he said he had a bit of trouble following the story because he hadn't realized coming in that Hamilton doesn't have any dialogue. It's all music. In this way, it's much more like an opera than a musical like, say, My Fair Lady or Fiddler on the Roof. What struck me, what made it so powerful to see it for the first time, was the experience of watching performers who had done this live for months on end and who had interacted with each other countless times over the same material breathe fresh life into something, a vivid quality that you don't get when you listen to a studio recording over and over and over, no matter how much you like it. I saw the actors have reactions with each other while the music was going on, even while they were making it, and thereby saw the story with more depth. I saw them look at each other. I saw them frown or smile at each other. I saw subtle looks of affection, hatred, confusion, and jealousy pass between the characters on stage. It became a living human interaction that unfolded, not just a series of songs, as catchy as they are. What you see when you see it on stage, as opposed to just listening to the music, is the humanity inherent in the unfolding story. You see just what the Greeks had known about theater 2,500 years ago. Art live has the power to show you the depth and the consequences of human emotion happening right before your eyes, even if you're singing along.
Wait for